Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me!
Roland, 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 Roland Martin. Brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Style, technology, and heritage come together to create a bold new icon. Find new roads, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Simple and Jay, hope all is well with you guys. It is a huge day in the cable news landscape. New cable network is debuting today, Al Jazeera America. Of course, they purchased the former Current TV from Al Gore's company for $500 million. Well, they debut today at 3 p.m. Eastern. And so what do we have in store for this new network? Well, let's hear from the president, Kate O'Brien, formerly of ABC. She's now the president of Al Jazeera America. Hey, Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So big day for you guys. And, you know, it's very interesting. You're talking about this whole cable news landscape. You guys have made it clear that America is ready for a network that covers the news, but also covers stories that otherwise get ignored, dealing with race and poverty and Native Americans and African Americans and things along those lines.
Absolutely. The mission of Al Jazeera America is really to give a voice to the voiceless, and it's the mission that Al Jazeera has been following for years, and people who are familiar with Al Jazeera English from a few years ago watched exactly that happen with the Arab Spring, giving a voice to the voiceless and created a lot of global change. We are doing the same thing in the United States. We have very purposefully opened bureaus in places where there haven't really been national news bureaus for many, many years, places like Detroit, New Orleans. Of course, we're in Denver and Chicago and the big places. But our aim is to find the stories of the underserved and the undercovered and bring those out, because there are plenty of stories in our great country that people have just not been able to hear in the traditional news media.
Kate and Roland, I just remember Al Jazeera from back in the day when you could get a tape from Bin Laden. Is this the same Al Jazeera?
It's the same company. It's a different Al Jazeera. This is Al Jazeera America. It's an American company run by Americans for the most part, and we will be doing American news and global news that is of interest to Americans. One of the great things about Al Jazeera is, in addition to the 12 plus, and we will be expanding that number, 12 bureaus in the U.S., we can rely on over 70 bureaus worldwide. So it's a great opportunity for us to bring the rest of the world to the American audience in a way that is of interest to the American audience.
Now, Kate, here's what I find to be interesting. All these other networks talk about how hard it is to find minority talent. But when you look at the hiring of Al Jazeera, my goodness, in front of the camera and behind the camera, you know, I told Kim Bondi, Tom, one of our buddy Kim Bondi is executive producer of the signature show for Al Jazeera Tonight. But not only that, I mean, look, you talk about Joey Chin, who's an anchor of the show, Antonio Mora, you've got Rochelle Carey, Ali Velshi. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's amazing. You guys have been able to find Black, Hispanic, Asian, all kinds of folks with other networks say, man, it's just so hard for us to find diverse talent.
I'll tell you, we're just looking for talent. And you find talent everywhere in this country. There are plenty of talented people from all backgrounds and all colors. And that's one of the strengths of Al Jazeera. We really look at things. We want a diversity of thought, and to have a diversity of thought, you have to have a diversity of perspectives, whether it's racial or economic or geographical. That's what we thrive on. That's how we're going to get these stories, because if you have everybody in a newsroom who looks the same, who comes from the same place, you're not going to get a diversity of stories.
And you're doing this now with it, and you talk about the economy, where news organizations are shutting down or eliminating a lot of these bureaus because of the cost, and here you are starting up, and they're everywhere.
Yeah, we are fortunate to be part of a terrific global organization that is giving us the support that we need to expand where we need it. The mandate really is incredibly simple. Do great journalism. And we're going to do great journalism.
That's great.
Well, certainly good luck. I've got lots of friends over there who are doing some things. Soledad O'Brien, of course, is a special correspondent for you guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so certainly good luck with it. And again, I'm glad to see so many talented people finally get a shot on the air and behind the camera to do bigger jobs.
And Allie Velshi. Oh.
Allie Velshi. He's a pistol.
Love him. Congratulations.
Kate O'Brien, President, Al Jazeera America. Thanks a bunch. You guys launch at 3 p.m. Eastern today with a documentary, 4 p.m. with the news. Thanks a lot, Kate.